Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar. Your internet close rate is broken. Let's fix it. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today, and today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand-new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. We have an awesome show in store for you today. We are so very pleased to have the one and only David Kane as our presenter today. David Kane is president of KaneAutomotive.com, an award-winning training consulting company that specializes in automotive internet sales, BDCs, digital marketing, and social media, with a focus on improving dealership sales and profits. Notably, Kane Automotive was voted Best Internet Sales Training Company for the last 7 years in a row in the Dealer's Choice Awards by Auto Dealer Monthly Magazine. David Kane has over 20 years of extensive automotive retail experience, and he also co-founded FordDirect.com, a dealer factory-owned joint venture that provides the internet leads to Ford and Lincoln dealers. David is an active speaker at many industry events, including NADA conventions, state association workshops, digital dealer conferences, and manufacturer training conferences, as well as numerous 20 groups. He can be reached at david@kaneautomotive.com. Oh, and I have to let you all know that Kane Automotive is hosting their incredible Kane Automotive Workshop for the 12th year in a row. It'll be held on November 15th through the 17th in Lexington, Kentucky, and it is an event that is not to be missed. If you've been to one of these, then you know what I mean. But if you've never been to one of these, what are you waiting for? And let me just tell you, they're running an early bird special just for you Dealer On webinar attendees. All you have to do is use promo code Dealer On, and you can score a 20% savings on the ticket. For tickets and more information, visit KaneAutomotive.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later today for your reference. And hey, feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. And guess what? Our good friends over at Kane Automotive, they're giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. One lucky attendee is going to win free 3-month subscription to Kane University Online with a nearly endless library of automotive knowledge, strategies, and best practices to propel your dealership to the next level. This prize is valued at $1,200. But let me just tell you, this is an invaluable prize for your entire dealership. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. You could be the one walking away with this awesome prize today. And at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey, so fill it out. We're always looking for great feedback from our audience, and we want your opinion to be heard. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up David Kane at Kane Automotive. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn all about why your internet close rate is broken and how to fix it. David Kane, I mean, I'm not going to be shy about this. I think, yeah, you're like my favorite presenter. I've had you on the show more than anyone else, and it's always a good day when David Kane is here on my Dealer On Webby. Thank you so much for doing this with us again.
Gosh, you're sure welcome. I am glad to be here with you, Eliana, and it's exciting to be able to present something that's so near and dear to us, and everybody in the audience, hopefully, you'll look at this and you'll say, wow, that's something I'm already doing that confirms what I'm doing is the right way to go. And perhaps we'll introduce you to some ideas you haven't considered that will really kick this up. But epidemically, what we're finding, Eliana, is close rates really are unacceptably low in most dealerships, and we want to make sure we give them some real practical tools to go back and work on them.
Yeah, it was funny because when you and I were discussing this topic, and you said, do you know what the average close rate is? And I think we all know it's hovering around 10%, let's just say, for round numbers. And so when you said, well, you know that means there's a 90% fail rate, and I never looked at it that way. And so when you put it to me that way, I'm like, well, geez, we should be able to make that a little bit better. So I'm so glad you're here talking to us about this topic today. I know the audience is going to get a lot out of it, and I know you have a lot to get to. So where do we get started?
Let's get going. All right, so let's talk about the objectives, what we hope to cover today, how to understand your customers' wants and needs, because all good success comes from that win-win. The dealership wins when the customer wins. Additionally, how to be over-prepared when we do go to respond to a customer when they come through the telephone or whether they come over the Internet. We want to make sure that we're really focused on preparing properly and not just doing a knee-jerk type reaction. From a fundamental standpoint, we all the time are talking about stopping the clock, and I want to beg everyone on this webinar to drop that language in your dealership. It's all about how to be the first to respond and how to be the best to respond, and we're going to talk about that quite a bit during this. And then we live and breathe on appointments, and so what we really want to do is talk about how to inspire an appointment, and then we'll go through a prize giveaway, and then we'll do a Q&A session. So stand by and get ready to get into the details. So just a quick challenge to anyone who's considering themselves either a professional in this business. Professionals behave like professionals, and we come to work to work. And the beauty of being on this broadcast is all of you all have deemed yourself in that category. Amateurs typically don't try to learn on an ongoing basis. And what we find is whenever I go into a workshop situation, there's always someone who wants to sit right up front in the middle. They lean forward when we talk to them. They make copious notes. And they focus on their own professional development. It's gotten to the point to where we really don't even like to use the word training in dealerships anymore, because training oftentimes has a negative connotation. It basically is where you go in and you're almost forced to improve. And what we're finding is professionals are all the time reaching out to us and saying, where can I get better? And amateurs are all the time saying, hey, I'm doing pretty good. Average is all right. And, you know, leave me alone. And ultimately, what we find is if you take your career serious and you focus on being a professional and you concentrate on all training as professional development, you're going to get better each and every week. Along those same lines, sometimes we've got to stretch our horizons and think differently. So I've been watching all this women in automotive stuff going on, and congratulations to you, Liana, for hoisting and carrying that flag, because I think it's so critical to the success of the industry. Along those lines, I read the book Girl Boss. And I know that doesn't sound like something that a man would want to pick up, but I think a lot of you all know I work with my daughter, Jessica, and she's an exceptional trainer. And she introduced me to the book and said, Dad, you work with all of us ladies. You're in dealerships all the time with women. It's important for you to understand how we think. So for all of you out there looking to expand your professional horizons, and if you're a man in particular, pick up this book, Girl Boss, and learn what it is like to think like a professional in that industry. It's a fashion industry, and yet it transcends just any industry, and it's all about just running a good company and being professional all the way up the ladder. So
David,
I'll throw that out there just as a bonus thought as we move forward.
Thank you, David. You're dangerously close to sounding like a feminist, and I love it.
Yes. Well, so interesting. I've got three older sisters, so they trained me into it pretty good.
Bravo.
Additionally, one of my favorite quotes comes from the martial artist Bruce Lee, and he truly was a martial artist, but he boiled down his success to one real key tenet, and that quote is up on the screen, and I love to say it because it makes me think about it every time. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. And oftentimes what we find when it comes to working with customers who shop online is we'll try anything once, but we will not practice. We will not perfect. And what Bruce is really trying to get across here is if you really want to be feared out there, if you want to be the competitor that everyone looks up to, you've got to be the most practiced. You've got to look at every opportunity as a opportunity to be perfect. And that starts with every single lead. And we call it lead-by-lead management, lead-by-lead awareness. And we have to recognize that everybody who shops online is an individual. And very rarely do we get mystery shopped, and rarely do we have our competitors who are checking us out. Most of the time, it's just somebody who sat down in front of their computer or on their smartphone on a bus or at work or something of that nature, and they decided they wanted to reach out for some assistance. Hopefully, they're going to reach out to a professional, and that professional is you. You've got to be well-practiced and be seasoned and experienced so that they can really benefit, and ultimately they select you as the one they want to do business with. So, Eliana alluded to the fact that the national average close rate is somewhere between 5 and 10% depending on whether or not it's a luxury car or a standard car, whether it's an import or it's a domestic. What we're finding is domestic branded vehicles are typically in the 8% close rate, and the import vehicles are typically in the 9% close rate. So when you look at that, that sounds good, and I bet a lot of you all will sit here and say, well, yeah, we're at average, or we're better than average, or we're almost at average. But I promise none of you all held this sales training session or in any role in the dealership and said, all right, guys, today it's Thursday. Let's go out there and be average. And yet when we look at reports, we're all the time sitting there going, hey, we're not bad. We're at average. So ultimately what we're finding is the high achievers are typically in the 20 to 25% close rate range. And I want to break that out and tell you what that means on a financial basis. So it's all about working smarter, not harder. So if we take a look at the tale of two close rates, the benefit of being average is on the left-hand side. So if we get 100 leads and we're average, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and give them a 9% close rate. That'll help us to sell 9 sales from those 100 leads. If we average $2,000 on the front and back end of the deal, we will end up with $18,000 total gross. So, sounds pretty good. But we don't have much benefit when we compare it to the best. So if we focus on a 25% close rate, and the reason why I bring that up is, of all the clients that we work with, we've got 3 or 4 that on a consistent basis are anywhere from 22 to 26%. And so one of our clients actually averaged 25% for the whole 2015 calendar year, and they're on pace to repeat that this year.
Wow.
So you can dissect that and say, well, you know, they're probably small, they're probably in a unique market, they're probably this, they're probably that. I'm an expert on this. They're not. They're just the best. And they really focus, and we'll talk about what those elements are that make them good. So that'll get us 25 sales on the same 100 leads, and if we take the same $2,000 average, so same basis of 100 leads, same gross average, and now we're at $50,000 total gross. It's more efficient, and if you look at that differential between the 18 and 50,000, same lead volume, same cost of doing business, $32,000 more in growth, benefits the dealership, the principal is more engaged, the sales managers are more engaged, we sell more units, we make more money, and everybody is happier as a result of that. And sometimes we feel as though we've got to wrap ourselves around a blanket of more leads, and the truth of the matter is, it's not about more leads. It's about being more effective with the leads that we actually have. So my question would be, if they can do it, why can't you? Is there any deficiency in what you're doing now that would cause you to be there? And I would say there could be deficiencies, but you have the same talent and you have the same ability to be able to do that. And just think in terms of 10,000 kicks. What's it take for you to be that successful? So when we talk about a success factory, it's pretty clear cut. We get our leads, and those leads would be inbound telephone calls, inbound chats, inbound texts, inbound internet forms filled out, and they go into our success factory where we have great processes and tactics to be able to engineer a quality output, which is great appointments and sales. And ultimately what we want to do is to make sure this is a repeatable, consistent, and measurable process so that we can go back and make the adjustments necessary to improve. And what goes in that factory are our employees. And when we focus on professional development of our employees in that factory, we're in a position to where their confidence level goes up, their skill level goes up, and ultimately their income goes up as they have more and more success. So simplify the thought process in your dealership. It's all about taking the opportunities, leveraging your skilled process and tactics, and generating the output, which are more appointments and ultimately more sales. So lead mix has a lot to do with it. And in the good category, we could sit here and say, well, good leads come from our third parties, maybe Kelley Blue Book, Edmunds.com, Autobatel, Car Gurus. All of those third-party places generate us new vehicle lead opportunities. Sometimes they come hidden in the form of Ford direct leads or GM third-party leads or Nissan third-party leads. But at the beginning of the process, these leads all come from some human who sat there at the computer and decided today was the day they wanted to look at a vehicle. Additionally, good leads come from third-party used vehicle sites like Cars.com, Auto Trader, UsedCar.com, all those kind of sites where it's actually real vehicles on your used car lot that you've put out there in a classified online environment. Those are good quality leads, and you need to make sure you take really good care of those customers. In the better category are OEM leads that come from OEM factory websites. So as we look at the hierarchy of our leads, it's important for us to have different expectations so that we can balance this out. And we're always going to be asked by our factory to take third-party leads. We're going to be generating leads from their website. And ultimately, it comes down to the best leads and the volume that we're looking for and true sales come from our own website. And these are the best leads, because these are customers who actually know us, and they're in a position to where they've been on our lot, they feel as though they've read about us, they've seen our specials, they've seen our live inventory. The leads come in with VIN-specific details on them, and what we've got to do is make sure that we're in the proper mindset, regardless of where the lead comes from, that we're able to help them out. And there's a tool that we've created with a lot of our clients, and be glad to provide this to anybody on the call, but we call it the Lead Source Response Guide. And oftentimes I hear people say, we treat every lead the same. Well, that's a bad strategy, because every lead is different. Every lead comes from a different source, and it's born from different expectations. And if the customer that you're working with doesn't know anything about your dealership, is in a position where they're being considered by two or three other dealerships, you have to make sure that you understand what they're looking for. So this lead mix and the lead quality really goes in. So to kind of give you a, for instance, third-party leads typically will close in the 5 to, say, 8% range. At our best-performing dealers, they'll close around 10%. The factory leads will typically close on average around 10 to 12%. Our best performing clients will actually close between 15 and 18%. And then the website leads from your own website typically will close on average between 15 and 20%. But we've got clients who have extraordinary processes, talented people who are professionally developed, and they will close leads from their own website between 25 and 30%. So it's a mindset, and we can't treat any lead as though it's subpar. Something that's starting to make its way in the industry is lead scoring. Well, lead scoring has been out for 10 years, maybe longer. And we really don't know what a lead is until we make the attempt to contact them. And coming from my background on the dealership floor, I do know this, that when the person walks in the door and says, I want to buy a vehicle today, they typically buy in a month. And someone who comes in and says, I'm going to buy in about a month, they typically buy that day. So we really don't know. And people get emotional and they get to where they fall in love with the salesperson, they fall in love with the process, and lo and behold, they'll surprise you. So it's all about greeting every customer with the intention that they want to buy if they are professionally handled and managed. And people don't want to be handled managed, they want to be helped. And we want to make sure that we provide them the very best experience. One thing that really is a cornerstone to success, in my opinion, is your process is your why buy. And we talk about why buys all the time. Why buy from us? We've been here 30 years. We won all the trophies. We're rated as the lowest price dealer. We give the highest trade-ins. We're going to give you warranty for life, the tires for life, all those other elements. Well, during the shopping process, the guest is in a position where they're absorbing so much from so many dealerships. You've got to clear the air for them and show them that your process is what's most attractive to them. So when we are really focused on what their needs are and we're giving them the experience of a lifetime, that's really critical. And we need to be engaged right from the get-go to be able to help them out. So it's also important to know, I always love talking about the day the lead is born. And truly, day one is the birthday of the lead, and on birthdays, and I'll go ahead and say this, on the 20th of this month, I'll have a birthday, and I'm pretty excited about it. And
hey, happy birthday. Wait, today's the 18th.
Yes. I love birthdays.
And, I love birthdays, too. I didn't know it was so close to your birthday. That's great.
Well, we all rely on Facebook to keep us on top of that, right?
Totally do.
But ultimately,
oh gosh, everyone's writing in happy birthday, David.
I wasn't trying for that, but anyway, appreciate it. But day one really is a day to celebrate. Imagine the scared consumer who's been shopping. They've read all these articles about how dealerships are going to take advantage of them, and when they go to celebrate the opportunity to buy a vehicle. And then they're greeted with this very mundane, very sanitized sales. This is David. How may I help you? You want one of those? Great. When can you come in and look at it? There's no joy. There's no professionalism. There's no joining in the celebration of this new vehicle. And I know you all have heard me say this several times, but I hearken back to Joe Verde's training for me back in the early 80s, where Joe said, this famous line that has really stuck with me, oh, great, who's the lucky one? Who gets the new car, you or someone else? And I always felt like that's really cool. It is a lucky day, whether they wreck their vehicle, whether they're celebrating a birthday, whether they're changing jobs and they're giving themselves a reward. Whatever the occasion, it's a big day and we need to be prepared. So I want to take you back to the birthday and the focus on this new baby lead. And if we were to treat every lead as though it was a newborn baby, we would probably take better care of it. We would make sure that it was well nourished. We would give it great attention. We would focus on it during its early stages. We would focus on it during its development stages, and we'd be really proud the day that lead shows up for an appointment and drives out in a new vehicle. But unfortunately, most of us just look at them as leads, and they are not leads. They're human beings, and they're looking for us to help them. And we need to make sure that we leverage every tool possible to help bring that baby into the world as a customer of yours and help them to buy a vehicle. So Eliana is making available a digital success guide that you can download right from the webinar. So easiest way I can say this is we've been doing this for 13 years as a training company, or I should say correct that to a professional development company. And this is 13 years of the best, or better yet said, proven practices over those last 13 years, all in a four-page handout. So if you would encourage your team to use this before they respond to leads, you'd be impressed with how well your close rate would climb just by following the proper guidance.
Now, everyone, you can take a moment right now. It will be available until the very end of the webinar, but it's in the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. It's available for download along with David Kane's slide deck as well. So download it, use it, live it, love it, and it's all compliments of our friends over at Kane Automotive. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. Now, one of the key things we hear is response time, and people say, gosh, I've got to stop the clock. If you will outline that or outlaw that phrase in your dealership, I work with all these OEMs, and particularly the ones who started the phraseology, stop the clock, they really are frustrated that they did that in the first place. It's not about stopping the clock. Response time is all about being first and being best. And you should mystery shop your market, your known competitors, your brands, other brands, and see what it takes on a time basis to be first. And then better yet, each and every month, look at your competitors and see whether they've improved, what they're doing, are they doing anything unique so that you can be aware of it and make sure that you position yourself to be the very best when you respond to customers who shop over the Internet. And then bring the lead to life. And it's really critical to understand every lead, whenever I'm with the dealership, will open up a live lead in the CRM, and the first thing everybody does is go to the vehicle. That's the biggest mistake because that customer probably is not going to buy that vehicle. They probably will buy you, and then they'll buy what you recommend to them because the vehicle that they're shopping for may not be available. And they might not be on a timeline to where they want to buy right away. So we've got to imagine that the lead really is all about that person. So the first thing we want to do is study the lead source. Where did it come from? Where was it born? What are their expectations? Are they expecting price, trade, payments? They have a question. Study what the catalyst was for them to fill in the information and submit the request. And when you're on the phone with them, if your first interaction is with an inbound phone call, you can ask those questions as well. Great. Where did you find the vehicle? What drew your interest? And by knowing where those leads are coming from and knowing what the kicks were to inspire the customer to submit or call, the better off you'll be prepared to help them. Then we've got to think, do I know the customer? Is this someone who's done business with us before? How can I help them out? Do I have good contact information which will help me to stay in touch with them? And the irony is we think email is still one of the proven ways to do this. If you want to double your close rate right now and you're making email your first activity, pick up the phone immediately when a lead comes in, and I say immediately, but what I mean by that is as soon as you're ready to give them quality communications and support, might be 5 minutes, might be 10 minutes, be prepared before you dial, but let's make sure that we're brave enough to do the phone call absolutely first. And then we can always send them an email We can leave them a voicemail. We can even drop a note in the mail. And I'd even hire a bike messenger, a kid to go to their house, whatever it takes to let them know that I'm the one who wants to do business with them and I can help them the very best. Additionally, pay attention to what they're asking for, because it might be exactly what they want, but at least it'll give you an indication of where they're going. And then if they've written anything, pay attention to their comments and be prepared to answer their questions. Now, many of our third-party leads come in with no questions, but I can tell you in experience, if you'll go and Google 2016 Ford Fusion and shop like the customer and go to all those third-party sites that are hanging out on Google, you're going to find out the number one question is, what's your best price? So even if they don't write a question, you can figure it out by becoming a professional and studying where the customer shops. So when we know where the lead is born, we're in a position to where we can literally say, I know how you feel. I felt the same way when I was shopping online, and I found that going to all these websites really helped me out quite a bit. Well, I would encourage all of you all to Google the Micro Moments presentation by Google Automotive. Google Automotive did a nice study that shows early on when the customer is shopping and all through the buying process for a vehicle, how many touch points. And they've got a study they did on a customer, 32-year-old woman named Stacy, and she had 900 interactions during the shopping process. And we've got to become that aware of how the customer feels, what you would have felt like when you were shopping online, and then how you can help them and describe to them what you found were the right tools to lead them through the process. So feel, felt, found is still a really, really strong approach to success with customers. Now, we've got to bring the customer to life. And you know, sometimes we call them leads. We'll go to our manager. I got a lead. I got this. You know, that's a bad lead. That's a good lead. Well, the truth is they're people, and they are nervous. They're scared. They're happy. They're excited. They need assistance. And when we recognize our responsibility is to really help them, it makes all the difference in the world. So one of the first things I recommend you do is go into the CRM and see whether or not this is someone who's done business with you before. I was at Reed Lallier Chevrolet last week in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and they had a customer came through. It was a lead. It had a typo in the lead. We did a little research. We found out it was a customer because we looked them up on Facebook. They'd done business with them before, and when we typed in the right name, we found out that they'd bought 8 vehicles from the dealership before. That little bit of research before we picked up the phone and called allowed us to really bring the customer to life and to say to them, thank you so much for being one of our very best customers. I just wanted to respond to you and provide you the information you were looking for. And it changed the whole dynamic of the environment. And I know a lot of you are sitting there saying, oh, it creeps me out to look somebody up on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. If they're on those places, they're not freaked out by it. You're not going to say, wow, you have, you know, a really nice house, or your wife sure is pretty, or your husband is handsome.
Now you're getting creepy.
I've seen your Facebook page, Eliana. I know all about you. So the fact of the matter
just so
is,
the audience knows, it took me 4 years to get you to accept my friend request on Facebook.
Listen to you. So funny thing of it is, if we will use our CRM and our social media properly, it will confirm to us that this is a human being who really wants assistance. And the more we can humanize it, the better off we're going to be. And we've learned that there are some things that really make a customer happy and, more importantly, make them want to come in for appointments and buy vehicles. So we've got to be quick with our response. Don't tarry. Get your information together and be prepared to call first quickly. Have the answers they're looking for available. And they want to talk about price, and I'm a big proponent of bring it up before they do, so let them know that you're going to be able to provide that. If they want to talk trade value in today's environment, everybody can get an exact trade value, and they can get real dollars available to them using the instant value tools by Kelley Blue Book and other providers. So no longer can we say, oh, I can't tell you what your car's worth, because they'll prove you wrong. They'll get it for you. They want to talk to somebody who's smart and capable, and they want you to make it quick and easy because they don't want you to waste their time. So focus on what it takes to be good, and you certainly will achieve that. Also, in the digital success guide that you're able to download, something real important that I'd like to reference is the before you dial checklist, understanding how to control the call by going through the key points before you do it. How are we going to open it? How do we build rapport? How do we inspire? What are we going to provide to them? And are we ready for any known objections that could come up? The same thing before we hit send, make sure that subject line really wows the customer, because if it doesn't, they will not open it. Do we have a question in the email to spur engagement? And I promise, if you can use your email to sell a phone call, you will have much greater results. And please make a side note of this. I see a lot of auto responses and initial responses go out with this question. Would you prefer telephone, email, or text to communicate? Please don't ask that question, because it will give you a false positive, and most of the time it will be email or text. If you want to get people in your showroom, the best thing you can do is inspire them to be on the telephone with you. And we've got to leverage the email and the text to sell a phone call. So eliminate that question and keep all of those communication channels available to you, and you'll sell more appointments, which will help you sell more cars by getting people to engage with you on the telephone. Now, additionally, a lot of our leads are for used vehicles that come from third-party sources, and whether they do or not, provide them a link to the vehicle, because if they're shopping your store or others, help them out to discover exactly what they're interested in. Even if they don't buy that, at least you're serving up an opportunity for them to engage with you more. And you'll hear more about why I love video, and I believe a video will help in every situation. So make it an exceptional experience, and I believe ultimately they'll respond to you. We call it being adorable. And if I were to bring up some cat or dog videos online right now, you all probably pause and say, oh, that's so cute. That's adorable.
I mean, look,
and
this
Eliana
is the best
and
thing
I would
ever.
Fade to this the frame because you wouldn't even know that we were around anymore.
We got babies, we got kittens, we got puppies. This is already turning into my favorite webinar ever.
So I've got proof positive that kittens really can save lives. And some of you are familiar with Zach Braff, who is a doctor on the situation comedy Scrubs. And I want to show you, he's very cutting edge with his techniques. And a lot of times we fail to realize what we can use to bring this customer to life when we're engaged with them on an ongoing basis. And here's an example.
I can't believe you have heart failure just from being sad. I mean, how are you supposed to treat that?
So I give you that visual so that you can't not remember that going forward. You are the box of kittens. Every time you engage with your guest, you need to be prepared to be that person that's memorable, the one that really solved their issues, and you were absolutely adorable in the way you were able to help them. And adorable has nothing to do with looks or clothing, that has everything to do with your attitude and your willingness to help people. You can literally bring them around to your way of thinking. So additionally, we like to map out what our special internet process is, and I learned this by reading the book Spin Selling, that if we can set all the objections to the side, we'll be able to motivate people to want to come in for an appointment. And the standard approach is, hi, we got your lead. When do you want to come in? And people will say yes to that, but they will not show up. So I created this simple script that works so well, and I'll explain to you in detail. So I'll just read it out loud and show you the inflection points here. So we're on the phone with the customer, and we've had our dialogue about the vehicle, and then I say, may I explain our special internet process? We know your time. Well, certainly they're going to probably say yes. And then we say, we know your time is valuable, so we'll be ready when you arrive. I'm going to have the vehicle we've talked about pulled up front for you with your name on it. We've got a mirror dangler, and I'll put it right over there, and you'll see your name as soon as you pull up. I'll greet you at the door and present the vehicle along with all the key features, the safety, the convenience, the performance features. And then if you'd like, you can take it on a fun test drive, make sure it works for you. When we get back, I'm going to give you your special price, top value for your current vehicle, and go over all the payment information. And the best part is, if you like the vehicle and the deal, shoot, you can take it home with you that day, or I'll just gather all the information, and you can go home and think about it. Then we close it with, does that sound like a process that will work for you? And if you've done it well, people are going to say yes, because the other guy didn't say anything about something special for me. It was all, get your butt in here and buy a car. And when you can be different, you can provide them a great experience, and you cover all the key objections, and I've highlighted them. Typically, we close with yes, and then we say, great, all we have to do now is select a convenient time for your visit, and people show up. So we've handled the objection of time. We've covered the test drive. We've covered the price, the value, the payment information. They can take it home or they can think about it. And then we ask them, does that sound like it'll work for you? By the time you've laid out all the key objections in the first place, they only know to say yes. And that's what really works. Now, I'd like to turn it over for the first poll question, if we could, Eliana.
I love this. All right. Audience, we have three poll questions for you today. And the first one is on your screen now. We'd love it if you take part in our poll questions. Helps us know what we're doing in the auto industry as a group. So the question's on the screen. Do you have a specific script detailing what to expect during their dealership visit? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but we aren't seeing the results we'd like. Not yet, but we're thinking about it. No, we just asked for the appointment. And heck no, management doesn't see value in that. All right, so once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results. Now, if you're sitting next to somebody who needs to vote as well, hey, kick them in the shin. We want to know, do you have a specific script at your dealership that details to a prospective customer what to expect during their dealership visit? Yes, it's working great for us. Yes, but maybe we're not taking full advantage of it. Not yet, but we're thinking about it. No, we just asked for the appointment. Or, no, I don't think management would go for that. And the... very interesting. Kendra wrote in, the rest of the dealership doesn't have a script, but I made one for myself being the BDC coordinator. Kendra, thinking outside the box. I love it. Thank you so much for that, Kendra. And also, I want to tell the audience that we have some great questions that have already come in, but if you haven't gotten in your question yet for the one and only David Kane, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get those questions, and we're going to get to the Q&A session very shortly. All right. David, if you're ready, I will close this poll and we'll share these results.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. All right, 16% of today's audience said, yeah, actually they do have a script detailing what to expect during a dealership visit. 16%, that's actually higher than I thought it would be. That's awesome.
Well, it's nice to see that, and I've got some other things I want to cover, so we'll get back into it and dig through, and I'll show you how to leverage that as well as some of the other tools.
I love it. Now, 24%, so almost a quarter, said they do have a script, but they're not seeing the results that they would like. So maybe it's not as complete as yours is, David. I'm not sure. Now, a third of today's audience, 33%, said, nope, they don't have one yet, but they're thinking about it. 24% of today's audience says, nope, we just ask for the appointment. And then the remaining 3% said, they don't think management would see value in that. David, do you have any other comments on that before we move on?
No, I just would encourage them to do what Kendra did and write their own, come up with a way to set the objections to the side and make sure the guest understands it's going to be a remarkable experience when they come in.
Agreed.
All right.
Oh, did it kick you out?
It kicked me out, but that's all right. I will scroll down and we will bring
34.
It
back. 34. Yeah, there we go.
There we go. Excellent. So we want to be sure to leverage video. We love video, desktop video greetings, 30-second walkarounds, YouTube product libraries. And one of my most favorite approaches is just bringing yourself and the vehicle to life. And I'll show you an example of that right now. This young man is exceptional at his videos.
Hi, Mike. Andy Hitzman at Don Ayers Honda. I wanted to give you a quick video of one of our EXL RES Odysseys that we have here on the lot for sale. I just sent you a price quote on the vehicle, and I'd like to set up an appointment with you for a test drive, if it's possible tomorrow. You can reach me at 260-348-2518. I'd love to go over some of the features with you and also some of the great incentives that are available through Honda. Thanks for your time, and have a wonderful day.
Good job.
Really nice approach. The gentleman presents himself professionally, shows that the vehicle is available or a selection are available. You can modify that depending on the need, and it works really, really well. Additionally, involve your managers. And confirming appointments is always a pain for some stores, but I want to tell a quick story about the Furman Automotive Group, and particularly one of their Chrysler stores really took this to heart, and now every morning the manager goes out, whether it's new or used car that they're interested in, and does a brief 30-second video introducing themselves to the guest and positioning that they're ready for them when they come in for their appointment. As a result, the show rates have escalated dramatically, and now the manager pays attention to every guest when they come in the showroom, and they focus on providing a great experience. And I'll just show how that works.
Hello, Christy. This is Aaron with Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Loop. Just making a short video to let you know that your Edge is here, ready for your test drive. When you come in, you'll be working with Ali Tazi. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 813-573-5012, and I look forward to seeing you today.
How about that smile at the end? It's really one of those sweet things, and he's totally sincere about it, and he's just gotten better each and every day as that works forward. Now, we do have our second poll question, if we could.
Absolutely. Poll question is on the screen now. We want to know, do you currently at your dealership have a YouTube library of product walk-arounds? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and we use it daily. Yes, but we don't use it daily. Sort of. We're building it. We're not really sure what to do with it. You know what? We really don't. Not really. Just a handful of videos that we use the most often. Or, no, I didn't know we needed a YouTube library of product walk-around videos. All right, so once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And, David, we are looking forward to a really awesome Q&A session, so I just want to prepare you for that. And, audience, keep those questions coming in. We have some wonderful questions for David already in the queue. But you know what? We're here to help you fix your broken close rate. So let us know how we can do that. All right, once again, do you have a YouTube library of product walk-around videos? Yes, we use it daily. Yes, but I admit we don't use it daily. Sort of. We're building it, not sure what to do with it. You know what? Not really. We just have a handful of videos that we use the most often, and nope, didn't know we needed a YouTube library of product walk-around videos. Okay, so here we go. David, if you're ready, I will close this poll and share the results.
I can't wait to see them.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right, 13% of today's audience said yes, and we use it daily. They must be they must have you as a trainer. 11% of today's audience said yes, but they admit they don't use those videos every day. 20% of today's audience say sort of, they're kind of building a library, but they're really not sure what to do with those videos. 37%, the majority of today's audience, admit that they don't really have a library of product walkarounds. They just have a handful of videos that they use the most often, and that's what they send out. And the remaining 20% of today's audience said they just didn't think that it was that important. They didn't know they needed a YouTube library of product walkarounds. David, do you have any comment on this before we move on?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show 87% of people are not really using it on a lead-by-lead basis. Check out LaGrange Toyota on YouTube. You'll notice that they use it every single lead. They've got product walkarounds that they just do reviews on. They've got every lead responded to with a video. It's just remarkable how easy it is to increase your close rate. And I would like you to write down one number, and it's 61, and put a percent next to it. So 61. So YouTube and Google say that 61% of people who watch an automotive video will come into the showroom. That's all I need to know how important the videos really are.
Wow.
So really keep that in mind. Okay. Go back live. And ultimately, never give up. I want to show you some Kentucky math. 8 plus 3 equals 117.
I don't know what you're talking about here. How much of that Kentucky bourbon have you been drinking?
Dealer Socket did a study, and they found that the best performing dealers made 8 phone calls, sent 3 emails, and as a result, they had 117% increase over the average performing dealer who just made 3 phone calls but sent 4 emails. Phone calls. Keep that in mind. Oh, we've got to go out there and keep trying. Never, ever give up.
This is per lead. So for one lead, they made 8 calls and 3 emails.
On average. On some leads, they did more because it took longer to develop them. But if you do a great job on the first day, you probably can reduce that volume. So the quality of your interaction, the utilization of video, paying attention to what to say on the phone, how to inspire people to a point, makes all the difference in the world. Now, something near and dear to me is personal business development. If we really want to grow our business, we've got to go outside what the lead opportunities are. And we've got to create opportunities through traditional means, email, telephone calls, texting, chatting, writing cards and letters, and leveraging social media and build a portfolio based on what we call the circles of influence. And each and every one of us have these circles around us and our opportunities in business. And I know I've got customers, I've got prospects, friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, online and offline communities, and all my social networks. If I leverage them and as a dealership and I want to get in the minds of the leaders out there, if we can get 2 employees to do it and then we can get the whole team to do it, imagine what happens on a daily basis when we're out there communicating socially and with traditional elements, how we can actually grow our business. And it makes all the difference in the world each and every day when all of your employees come to work. And I'll give you this really kooky phrase that I learned when I was a salesperson, and it started when business was slow. And I remember standing next to Bill May, who'd been with our store over 40 years, and I said, "Bill, boy, business is really slow right now." And he goes, "David, I know what you're talking about, but I've seen it this slow and then really slow down." And I said, "Oh, God, that really, disturbs me, Bill. What are we going to do?" He goes, "You got to grow your business." And from that day forward, I created this phrase, and as crazy as it sounds, it works. So in order for me to have busyness, I need to do busy work. And the more busy work I do, the more busyness I get. And it never failed me. Never as a manager did I ever say to someone, "You just sold a car, go home and relax." I always ask them to go do their busy work. And the more busy work they do, the more busyness they got. And that's how we have to grow our business. So that's the last poll question now, Eliana, and we're about ready to go to Q&A.
Oh, excellent. All right, last one. It's a pretty easy one, too, everyone. It's on the screen now. We'd love it if you'd answer it. Does your dealership teach you personal business development? Please select one of the following answers. Yes, and it's helped me grow my business. No, our dealership doesn't emphasize this strategy. Or, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results and get to some more fun stuff in our Hour of Awesomeness with David Kane. All right, so real quick, does your dealership teach you personal business development? Yes, and it has helped me grow my business. No, our dealership doesn't emphasize that strategy. I'm not sure what you mean by that. All right, David, if you're ready, I'm going to show you the results from this last poll question. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready.
If you're ready.
I'm waiting. What is it?
Okay, here we go. All right, the majority, 54% of today's audience said yes, and it has helped me grow my business. Unfortunately, 37% of today's audience said no, our dealership doesn't emphasize this strategy, and 10% don't even know what we're talking about. Personal development? I don't even know what that is. All right, so David, any advice for the 47% of people on this audience who aren't getting personal business development help?
Yeah, don't wait for help. Reach out to me. I'd be glad to give them a guide that they can follow that would help them on their own. And you just got to take it upon yourself to do your own professional development if, in fact, the dealership you landed in doesn't provide that guidance for you. So I'm really thrilled to see that over half of the audience does work at a store that does provide that guidance, and I'm glad to hear that.
Well, before we go any further, how often should, in best case scenario, how often would you recommend that a dealership do personal business development training for their employees?
Well, it's something that we call the daily social hour, and what we're asking dealerships to do is 1 hour once a day. Get with their team. They don't have to meet all in one room. They can work at their own desk and teach them how to communicate with their guests on an ongoing basis and build their social network and their circles of influence. So in my opinion, it just takes that daily commitment.
Daily? They should be doing this daily. Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Excellent. All right. Let's wrap this up. Are you ready to go back live?
Absolutely.
All right. Sometimes you do it and sometimes I do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. It's freaking, it's cracking
there we
out
go.
On us. There we go.
So our wrap-up is our action items. So utilize your CRM and social media to bring your customers to life. Use the digital success guide so you can be over-prepared, so you can be the absolute first and the best when you go to respond, and of course, always concentrate on giving your customers an exceptional experience. So keep that in mind, and you'll be able to really grow your business and fix your close rate.
I love it. All right, audience, if you're ready, we are going to be getting to the Q&A session, and we have a lot of great questions that came in, but now is your chance to get in your question for David Kane. So send those questions in. We'll be getting to those in just a moment. I want to take this opportunity to remind everyone on this call about the handouts section in your GoToWebinar interface. In there today, we not only have David Kane's slide deck, we also have an invaluable 4-page guide on digital success. So you have until the very end of this webinar to download those for you to keep and use. All right, so make sure you get to that. And, oh, it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at Kane Automotive are giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win a free 3-month subscription to Kane University Online, its nearly endless library of automotive knowledge, strategies, and best practices that's going to help you propel your dealership to the next level. This prize is valued at $1,200, but I'm just going to tell you right now, this is a tremendous prize for any dealership. It's not just for one person. Like, David, I think you told me 10 different people from a dealership can log on to this vast library of automotive knowledge that's just available for you. So this is a tremendous prize for your entire dealership.
It really is, and we update it regularly. Tomorrow we're actually adding new modules to it, so all fresh content all the time.
I love it. So listen, what you need to do, get your fingers ready, all right? Get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response is going to be winning this amazing prize today. If you're a vendor on this call, we love having you here. Always do. You're always welcome on a dealer on webinar. But as you can tell, this prize is intended for dealership personnel only, so we're going to please ask you to sit this out and let a dealership personnel win this great prize. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. Let me go scroll down so I can see the first person who writes in the correct response. Okay, according to a recent dealer socket study, 8 calls plus 3 emails equals what percent increase in performance? Holy moly. You want to know what it's like for like hundreds of people to write in the correct response all at the same time? Holy moly, this is amazing. Okay, first person to write in the correct response of 117 is Dan Petermeyer. Dan Petermeyer, congratulations. Please write on in. Let me know what dealership you're from so we can give you a proper congratulations. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. And, yeah, oh, I think everyone, almost everyone, got this one right. Dan Petermeyer, I'm still waiting to hear back from you. I know you're probably high-fiving people out there. Oh, here we go. Dan Petermeyer is from Weston Nissan Volvo in Davie, Florida. Congratulations, Dan Petermeyer. You and the good people over at Weston Nissan in Florida are going to be enjoying this tremendous prize of 3 free months of Kane University Online. To find out more about Kane University Online, guess what? All you have to do is go to KaneAutomotive.com. All right. We want to thank everyone for playing along. Congratulations to today's winner, Dan. And, of course, we've got to thank our good friends over at Kane Automotive for their incredible generosity. Now, David, I'm just going to let you know, there's a lot of people on here who are a little bit upset that they didn't win. Just so you know. All right, so I just want to let all of you know, you know what, we give away cool prizes every week. We only gave away one of these. It's a very valuable prize, of course. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar. Who knows, that could be the day you win a very cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. Okay. We're going to get started with the first question. I'm going to turn on my webcam. Are you going to turn on yours? Come on, show everyone that handsome smile.
I've been on the road all week.
You look great.
So,
what are you talking about? Perfect.
Wore my T-shirt, so.
It's perfect. Okay, first question comes to you from Brenna and Marissa. They said, this is very early on, and you were talking about the close rate, and they wanted to know, what about the customers that end up buying a used vehicle instead of a new one? Is that reflected in your close rate?
Yes, and I'm glad they brought that up, because what happens oftentimes is your factory will come in and say, your close rate is not doing so well, and they're only getting transparency into your new vehicle leads, and the actual registrations for used vehicles don't show up in that mix. So what we recommend you do is to keep your own scorecard and be in a position to where you can demonstrate that you all did sell those. Now, your factory is not going to be so concerned with your used vehicle sales, but certainly your dealership is. So you want to keep your own scorecard and make sure that those go into the mix.
I love it. Great question, ladies. Keep them coming. Next one, it's not really a question, but a request. Celeste wrote in, I would love a copy of that lead source response guide.
Where sure. Can she... So just send me an email, Celeste, to David@KaneAutomotive.com. And DavidKaneAutomotive.com, and we'd be glad to accommodate you.
Very generous of you. All right, Celeste, get on that. All right, next question comes in from Jeremy. You kind of talked about this a little bit, but let's hit it again. Jeremy says, so you think a phone call first, no matter what? I've always been taught to answer in the way they contacted us. So if it's an internet lead, they probably want to be contacted digitally, i.e. email. Do you have a different viewpoint on that, David?
Jeremy, I've been doing this for a long time, and this is not a business for the faint of heart. We have to evoke a response from the customer, and you have to imagine it this way, and I know this from my own shopping. When I'm really in the state of mind to buy something, I want attention. And what dealerships are kind of conditioned to is we are prone to cold call manifest list and customers in equity and stuff, and surprise them with a phone call that they weren't expecting. So what we found is when somebody's shopping for a vehicle, they're expecting good attention. So when you provide them what we consider exceptional service by calling them first, you're the one that they want to engage with. And even if they decide they want to hang up with them, what we've taught for years is, I've got all the answers that you're looking for if you've got just a moment for us to talk on the phone. And that's a temptation that they have a hard time overlooking. So call first, call fast, and be prepared to be the leader on the call, and you'll have great results.
I love it. Jeremy, best of luck with that, sir. Okay, next question comes to you from Marty. You had made reference, David, to a study of some kind about Google Automotive, and you said, oh, you should all go and check this research out, Google Automotive something something, and he wanted to know what the name of that was. Do you remember that?
So it's the Google Moments, the automotive shopping moments, Marty. So if you'll go online and look for that, you could call it micro moments, but it will have a couple of studies in there, and it just basically outlines the six moments while they're shopping for a car and will help guide you through so you're prepared to provide the best experience for them given the moments they've experienced.
Okay. Marty, I hope that helped you out. You got a follow-up question? We're here for you. All right, next question.
Liana, I will tell you, so Google is kind enough to send an automotive expert to our workshop in November,
ooh,
and I've specifically asked them to detail those micro moments. So if anybody is coming to that workshop, that will be a nice, valuable session during it.
Oh, I hope you get that on video. I would love to see that myself. All right, great one. All right, next question comes to you from Thomas. He says, age-old question, David, to give a vehicle price quickly or not?
Definitely depending on the source and the question, what they're interested in. So a lot of our used vehicle leads, they've already got the price, so what we want to do is to reiterate what a value it is and then maybe answer their question about availability or specifications or such. But on most new vehicle leads, they're looking for a price or a range. I want to be the first person who uses the word price in a dialogue with them so that I'm not set back on my heels. And oftentimes I like to say, I'm sure you're looking for the best price and we're prepared to provide that for you. So in an email, I like to give a price range. I like to give them a link to the vehicle on the website. And if I've already priced it on the website, which most dealerships do these days, I like to give that price just as a way to reiterate the value.
I love it. All right. Great question, by the way. And just so you know, Marty wrote in, and he says, which seminar did Mr. Kane refer to? Is it the one in Lexington in November? What's the discounted price for the seminar? And how would I sign up for it? All of those things I was going to cover in a little bit, Marty, but since you asked, we'll talk about it now. Yes, the Kane Automotive Workshop is in Lexington, Kentucky, November 15th through the 17th. You can find out more information and buy your tickets at kaneautomotive.com. And, yes, only for my Dealer On webinar attendees do you get a discount. Use the discount code DEALERON. You get $100 off or 20%. It's definitely worth the money, my friends, definitely. Did I miss anything, David?
Well, it takes the cost from $495 to $395. Now, I will tell you, we call it our Clients and Friends Workshop, so we keep the price of admission really low. But interesting enough, we are only going to invite right at 125 people to come. We call it kind of a micro-workshop, mm-hmm. And we're going to have, in fact, two speakers from Dealer On, including Greg Gifford. So industry experts that will cover all the topics that are near and dear to all of us.
Oh, he is a great, great presenter as well. All right, audience, we got lots of questions left. David, I hope you're settled in and comfy. Here we go. Now, Brenna and Marissa wrote back in, And they said, as internet sales managers, I have several scripts based on the lead itself, but they don't have a script detailing the experience that a customer might have when coming to the dealership. Katie kind of has the same problem. Now, she's not an internet manager, but she says, I have a script, yes. What I don't have is manager's follow-through. That's kind of a struggle for me. Do you have any advice for somebody in Katie's position?
Yeah, so most of our managers, all they really need is the emphasis to get involved. We hear managers all the time, Katie, say that the issue is if you get them in here, we can close them. Well, that was yesterday. We need help getting them in here. When I was a salesperson, we didn't have the internet early on. We did later in my selling career, and certainly I'm involved with dealerships every single day. But the fact is, the modern sales manager today needs to be willing to make a phone call, send an email, and what we're emphasizing now is the live turnover. So we're putting this plan into action at one of the large BDCs we work with just next week. And essentially what happens is if the customer doesn't appoint and the questions are about price, trade, payment, availability questions that they can't answer on specifications, the hand goes up and it becomes a live turnover and we dial into the dealership. We've got floor managers that will take the TO live, or we'll go right to the dealership and hook them up that way. So we want management engagement before they come to the store so that we're part of the team that really greets them. And as you saw with that video, the more you can get the managers involved, the better your results are going to be. That's the only way we're going to fix these close rates and take full advantage.
I got you. All right. Great points, all of them. And it's so funny that you brought up that some managers just say, hey, just get them in the dealership. I actually had a spirited conversation with Subi Ghosh and David Villa at Digital Dealer about that very same subject. Remind me next time. We have to talk to you about this because it was – we all have very different viewpoints on that one. All right. Next question comes to you from Jessica. You have to put your feminist hat on. Okay, David?
Okay.
Jessica says, as a woman, I notice that some men are very weary about speaking with me about their vehicle needs and won't even give me a chance to build rapport and provide the best customer service possible. What's your advice? How do you make them give you a chance?
Well, so, gosh, I guess I should be very transparent here. Men, to a large degree, when they're shopping for a vehicle, and 70% of automotive shoppers, according to a recent study, are men, and you're probably dealing with that on a daily basis. So it's important with the language you use to let them know with great confidence, I'm able to provide you all the information you're looking for. And sometimes we don't let that out. We say, I can help you, and yet we don't follow up with what you really can help them with. So I would say, going to the details to overcome that is say, I can help you with availability, we can talk about pricing, we can talk about equipment, we can talk about vehicle history. I am an expert, and I know I can provide you the information you're looking for. People oftentimes, whether they're young, old, or otherwise, will set aside any preconceived notions and then be willing to work with you. But you've got to put the labor in to learn the product, learn all the details, and be able to control that conversation. And we call it controlling yourself so you can control the call. And if you'll map out what that call should look like, you'll be in a position to where the more you practice that, remember Bruce Lee said 10,000 kicks, the more it's going to become natural for them to just follow your lead.
Right.
But that, it's got to be a challenge, and I sure feel for you.
I mean, it's not about talking about torque and horsepower, right? I mean, this is just being confident as a salesperson is what you're saying?
They should be able to talk torque and horsepower.
Okay.
And why not? And the fact, whether it's a computer, a camera, jewelry, clothing, a vehicle, I've reached out to an expert. When we talk about professional development, it's really old school, and I hear this all the time. Your BDC team dumb, don't teach them any of that stuff.
Who says that?
I can just tell you, if you believe in that philosophy, you're close rate will remain broken.
Okay, I agree with you on that one. All right, Jessica does have a follow-up question, by the way. She says, what if a customer only cares about price, is just comparing prices to all different local dealers, and they won't let you sell the experience? They rush you off the phone or don't answer your questions or just say, just give me the price. How would you handle
that? Sure, well, the beauty of it is, you're in total control. I mean, they could hang up, but if they do hang up, you're in a position. So one of the first things that I learned was, absolutely, I can help you with that right away. It's my favorite phrase, and I like to say, so you want the price? I can help you with that right away. And then I explain how we achieve the price. The prices that we're going to provide you are the best in the market because we do research every night. We pay attention to the equipment, the condition, the availability, and as a result, the price I'm going to give you is going to be the most competitive in the market, and then you give them the price. And if they decide thank you and hang up, then you just politely say thank you so much for considering us, and you wear them out with kind follow-up, and you provide video follow-up, and you never let that experience take you off your game. And bear in mind, every opportunity is an opportunity to practice one of your 10,000 kicks. Don't let them mess you up. You always have to be a professional. And let's just say you get to a 25% close rate like I'm trying to encourage you. 75 out of every 100 aren't going to buy from you. So that's just one of those guys if you can't get them in the boat.
All right, Jessica, you heard the man. Keep kicking. Good luck. Let me know if you have another question, all right? All right, next question comes to you from Stevie. He says, David, what would you say is the average and high closing rate for luxury German cars?
Well, I can say from experience the average is going to be around 11%, and the high that we've experienced is around 30%.
Wow, 30.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Stevie. Okay, he has a follow-up question. He says, David, I have a difficult time comparing closing rates with our other locations that sell Ford, Honda, Nissan, etc. Luxury cars seem to be a different story. What would you say is the average and high closing rate for luxury German cars? Okay, so should Stevie be comparing, is it apples to apples to compare himself to Ford, Honda, Nissan?
No, but it's not apples to apples, but the close rate can be better. So, you know, those high volume products are typically close rates. So, my hope, Stevie, is that you're actually shooting for a greater close rate than those guys are.
Well, he's here today, so I'm going to hope the same as well. All right. Thank you so much for the great question, Stevie. All right. Next question comes to you from Sarah. Now, this was all about when you were talking about videos. All right. And so Sarah said, so when are you sending these YouTube videos? And Samantha followed up with, do you send these videos via text or email? So there's lots of questions about what you're doing with this library of videos and these video walk-arounds. If I'm a salesperson, tell me, okay, now I've just shot this awesome video for this new lead that came in. What am I doing with it? What would you recommend?
First and foremost, you make the phone call before you go do the video. And then the video becomes a follow-up action, and they will provide you the opportunity based on the call to where you can say, hey, I'm going to go do a video on the vehicle. So hopefully we've got an appointment, then we can go do a video and say, by the way, I'll see you at 2 o'clock. Here's the vehicle you looked at. Just wanted to do a quick walk around, let you see what a nice vehicle it is. I can't wait to meet you in person. So that's the best type of video. The other is that customer who you can't get on the phone, you left a voicemail, and now we're in a position where we're going to do our first email out to them. Now I would go out and do the video, attach the link to it. I wouldn't attach it as an attachment to the email, and I could send it by text if they've opted in, and that will make it more efficient for you. But definitely 30 to 60 seconds long, so it's an easy one for them to get to know you and get to know the vehicle.
Sarah, Samantha, you got follow-up questions? Now's the time. Oh, here we go. Samantha says, the video is when the appointment is confirmed and no more than 30 seconds. Do we have that right?
So you can go longer than that, but the video, you use as many videos as is necessary. The Furman example that I used in here was where the manager went out and did a 30-second welcome to the dealership video and let them know that he was going to meet them. But the typical video walk-around is anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds, and it's the salesperson We're the BDC agent who's out there doing the video. And BDC agents who are actually in a dealership where they can access the inventory, I would much prefer them to go out and do those video walk-arounds themselves. So it's fun to do. It gets you out of the office for a few moments. And the more you focus on the quality and less on the quantity. And that's another thing I want to hit on is we've got all these BDC people that are saying 100 phone calls a day, 100 emails a day, you know, all this crazy crash of getting tasks done. It's not about the task. It's about the quality. And the more we connect one-to-one with these live human beings, the better off we're going to get results.
Well, you're a BDC guru. Are you saying they shouldn't be doing 100? 100 is too many?
Yeah, 100's way too many. And in fact, we find better results when somebody settles around 50 quality interactions by phone each day. And the quality of the voicemails are better, the quality of the interactions better. And our friends over at Call Review did a nice study recently, and they said the average phone call for the highest show rate at the dealership for appointments is 5 to 7 minutes. And a lot of BDCs are teaching their team to end the phone call in 3 minutes. Get on, get the appointment, and get off. Well, you get the appointment, but when they hang up, the customer runs into a better experience on the next call, and they don't come to your store. So
David, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You're... numbers are not what I've heard of before on the show from other presenters. I hear, you know, BDC reps should be doing 100 to 105 calls a day. And I thought that was a lot. So I like your approach. Let's go for quality, not quantity, you know.
Well, you'll keep your team together. Very few people come to work every day to be shackled to a desk. And the more we can make them human beings, interacting and servicing human beings, the better off they'll be.
Agreed. Okay, audience, I know we're over time, but we have so many great questions in the queue. I'm not stopping. So if you're going to hang around, excellent. If you're not, I have this recorded, and you'll be getting the recording in a few hours, all right? But I would like it if you could stick around because these questions are amazing. David, if you're ready, get settled in. We have at least another 15 questions, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. Could I timeline this and say, why don't we wrap it up in 10 minutes?
Let's try our best. Let's see how many we can get through.
Okay.
Nick wrote in. He said he would be very interested in your guide, not the one that we have in the handouts, but the other one that you had alluded to, which I thought I wrote down, but I didn't.
Nick, just send me an email and ask for the lead
source. I think the lead source response guide, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the guide for personal business development.
Yes. Just send me an email, Nick, and I'll take care of you.
All right. Jessica, same for you, too. She wants it, too. All right. Hey, that's two down, David. Okay, everyone's saying, yeah, me too. Keep going. All right, here we go. What's your email, David? Lucky for you.
David@caneautomotive.com.
That's right, David@caneautomotive.com. All right, next question comes to you from Roxanne. Roxanne says, do you recommend a central BDC or in-house model for large dealership groups? I think
that's,
we did a paper on this.
That's a great question. It would take some analysis of what you've got going on. That's what we do on a regular basis is we help set up BDC. So there's more questions that would have to come to allow me to really give you a thoughtful answer on that. Sorry for that. I'm not trying to duck the question.
No.
It just will take more guidance on that.
No, but Roxanne, I don't know that there's anyone better qualified to help you set up your central BDC or in-house model than David Kane. If you wouldn't mind, maybe check out Kane Automotive and see if there'd be a great fit for your dealership group. All right? All right, next question comes to you from Jake. Jake says, how do you handle leads who are set on a certain vehicle which has been sold and you don't really have anything similar?
Yeah.
Well, that is a tricky one, David.
It's an exceptional question. So sometimes we fall into that false positive to where we go to respond to it, and the first thing we want to do is check the inventory and make sure we have it. Be comfortable knowing that about 60% of the people aren't going to buy the vehicle that they search on, and they might not buy quick enough to take advantage of that one anyway. So engage with them. don't tell them right off the bat the one they're interested in is sold. What I've learned is the best approach is to say, oh, I see you're interested in that particular vehicle. What drew you to it? And then they will pave the way for you to offer alternatives. So let's just say I go, Eliana, I see you're interested in that 2015 Toyota Corolla. What made you decide on that one?
And the she safety says, features oh. and the, you know, gas mileage. And then you could say, oh, I have another one that gets even better gas mileage. Right? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. So that's the approach I would take. Sometimes we feel as though that's a dishonest approach is to say, hey, you know, that one's sold. But studying human nature, as soon as you tell somebody what they're interested in isn't available, they shut down. We will tell them that what they're interested in or one they might have considered isn't available, but we want to be in a position to where we help them pick something else because we know the one car they can't buy is the one that's already sold. So we've got to sell them something. And if you truly believe you're the best salesperson at the best dealership with the best inventory, then you better give them great service and they'll buy from you.
All right, Jake, best of luck. Thank you for the great question. And Jake wrote in, I had to ask the expert. All right, next question comes to you from Greg. He says, I'm in a dense, highly competitive market. How do we deal with price shoppers? Now, you've been saying this all along. Give them the price and assure them that you have the best price, correct?
Yeah, and we call it co-navigating. So oftentimes when we're on the phone with someone and they say, I'm looking for the very best price, we'll say, well, are you on your computer? Let's go to TrueCar. Let's go to Kelley Blue Book. Let's go to Edmunds.com. And sometimes some of our really advanced clients use GoToMeeting or Join.me or Skype, and they'll actually co-navigate on screen with their guest and help them to understand how that pricing is arrived at. And oftentimes when the customer gets to see the third-party website price it, all of a sudden they'll give in because you've given them the expert view, and they tend to go along with that. But sometimes you're going to lose, and the reality is even if we're at 25% close, some people are not going to buy from you. But I will tell you, if they like you and they like how hard you're working for them, it makes it really difficult for them to say no. Just like when Eliana asked me if I'll do a webinar, you should hear the pressure she puts on me. Half free.
I didn't know it took that much arm twisting to get you on my show, David Kane.
Always a delight. I love doing it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, Greg wrote in. Thank you. Great advice. All right, we got about five more questions to get through. Kathleen wrote, can you email us this recording? Yeah, this recording's coming your way in just a few hours. Keith wrote in, with 200,000 Google search results for best practices for BDC departments, what do you suggest to be different from everyone else?
And the more you can bring it in a video, you are your own unique character, and the more people know who you are, the better you're going to be. So no one can duplicate you as a best practice, you as a best experience. So get it on video, start engaging on a personal level with your customers, and you'll find out how great you can be.
Wow, I love that. Darn it, I should have left that as the last question. All right, next question comes to you from Christopher. Says, is immediate response by personalized video as good as or even better than a phone call? David, you like phone call or video?
Phone call. Our whole objective here is to engage one-to-one with them. And although we're not live, even though video is very powerful, it's a substitute for what you can bring with the tone, the inflection, your ability to listen and engage. So definitely the phone call first versus the video. The video is a wonderful follow-up activity.
And Christopher wrote in, even if it's personalized to the customer, still the phone call, right?
The phone call is always personalized, and it's live aging.
All right, Christopher, you got your answer. Christopher says, we have a 91% engagement from customers with, I guess he is assuming with, I'm assuming with videos. Is that what you're saying, Christopher? With video. 91% with video? That just proves David's point. If you can't get them on the phone, do the video.
Good job, Christopher.
That's excellent. Yeah, congratulations, and keep it going. All right, next one comes to you from Kendra. With Jeremy's question, if only email stops the clock, should we send ourselves the email in order to cut the timer and then immediately call the customer so we are still the first and best? Additionally, would after the phone call be the time to do a vehicle walk around and say thank you for speaking on the phone earlier, etc.?
Yeah, Kendra, didn't I tell you you can't use stop the clock anymore? You've made my heart stop by using that word. We've got to make sure that it's all about serving the customer quickly. So start working on that and committing that to yourself. I talked to countless OEMs, and believe me, they regret teaching people to stop the clock. It's so critical that you call the customer first, engage with them, and then follow up that with an email. Most CRMs now are sophisticated enough to, need I say it, stop the clock or position that once you do it. But that is a false indicator of success, of stopping the clock. It's more about that one-to-one engagement.
All right. Kendra, thank you so much for the great question. All right. Joshua wrote in, this is a must-watch recording, and I got to share this with my coworkers. Webinar, for sure. Thank you so much, David. I agree. Okay, oh. Jacob says, what about when the customer just wants to know monthly payments and nothing else?
Then that's what you have to be prepared to give them. I think what happens is we're in a position where we've got managers that aren't modernized and they're not keeping track of this. So on the off chance you've got a customer who says, look, you sound like a nice person, you've given me great information, but I'm not doing anything until I see the payment, then we're going to have to do that. And you'll see with digital retailing, Auto Trader's got a project called Make My Own Deal, I forget the name of the company, Autobatel has a program called Purchase Pro. There's all kinds of different tools out there for the consumers to actually do payments themselves, and most of our websites provide it. So, you know, the cat's out of the bag. We just got to be in a position where we give them what they're looking for and help them out. And I would escalate calls like that to my manager, who can feel the pain and understand what it's like to go through what you're going through.
I love that idea. All right, Jacob, thank you so much. Great question. Henrietta wants to know how she can get her hands on that lead call response guide. And
yes.
Henrietta, David has graciously told anyone who would like it to email him directly at david@caneautomotive.com. Don't be shy. Can you tell? He's like the nicest guy in the industry, I know, right? Okay, Jacqueline wrote in, we have two dealerships. We get around 700 leads a month. How many reps do you think we should have in our department?
Yeah, so a good rule of thumb, and it obviously depends on talent and skill level, their ability to type fast or to talk in good volume. But what we recommend if you're appointment setters is around 150 leads per employee, and if you are a full-time A to Z salesperson, somewhere between 75 and 100 leads per employee. To keep them active, and that allows you the opportunity to stay in touch with leads that you didn't sell previously.
Jacqueline, I hope that helps you out. As always, you can always hit up David Kane at david@caneautomotive.com, and maybe he can help you further. All right, last one comes in from Sarah, again about BDC reps. It's a long question. How many BDC reps are you basing this on? We have two. And it is a big deal to stop the clock. So we have not tons of time to go around making videos to send. When do you suggest we make videos? And are you saying BDC reps should be trained or certified in the makes and models? This comes from Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, great questions. So you have to grow at your own pace. Sometimes when we hear about this, it's probably more of a staffing issue than anything. And I would rely on that rule of thumb to 150 leads per internet appointment setter, whether in a BDC or just an internet department. You don't have to do the videos. You've got people called salespeople at the dealership. They can do the videos for you. That's more common. But if you're in a position where you can go out and do videos, great. Additionally, keep in mind, yes, the more you know about the product and the more you're able to actually assist the customer, you'll do a better job and you'll have better results. So keep that in mind, but be patient as you grow and you keep your professional development going. And Eliana, I believe my phone is about to give out. So
I was just about to say that was the last question. That was the last one. David, marathon, amazing, epic webinar. Amazing. Now you know why I always ask you back, my friend. You're awesome. And I wish you the very best of luck on everything. I'm so astonished by all that you do. Every time I think you couldn't possibly do more, you come out with something otherworldly amazing. So, David, continued success, my friend, and I hope it won't be long before I have you on the show again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Eliana. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Reminding the audience, yes, you're going to get a link to download a copy of this recording. Share it. Share it with everyone. Did you see how amazing it was? And it'll also be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinar to view our upcoming webinar schedule. You can access any of our past webinars, too. And there's going to be a survey that goes out to you when I close out this webinar. It's very short, 6 questions. Please fill it out. I want to know what you thought of today's presentation. Let me know your thoughts on David Kane's presentation and the content and some other questions that we have in there for you. Please fill out that great questionnaire for us. And I want to let you know, David, don't leave me yet. You have to go to the next slide, that Kane Automotive is going to be hosting their Kane Automotive workshop. We talked about it a couple times a little bit earlier. It's the 12th one, and it's amazing. If you've never been to it, you have to go. It's awesome, and you will get so much out of it. It's November 15th through the 17th in Lexington, Kentucky. A couple of Dealer On representatives will be there presenting as well. But I just want you to know, we got you a discount. That's right. If you're a Dealer On webinar attendee, use promo code DealerOn, and it'll get you a 20% savings on the ticket price. For tickets and more information, visit KaneAutomotive.com. David, if you wouldn't mind going forward a couple slides, that would be great. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, how to unify your SEO and SEM to increase leads and sales. So, contrary to popular belief in the automotive industry, SEO and SEM, they're not enemies. In fact, the opposite couldn't be more true. When you marry the power of comprehensive SEO with the allure of a well-launched SEM strategy, the results are what dealers dream of. More leads, more sales, more ROI, and more profit. Do you want to learn how to unify your SEO and SEM for a bigger bottom line? Yeah, you do. In this remarkable one-hour webinar, David Spanicky will lay out a plan to harmonize your SEO and SEM strategies. Attendees will learn how to increase in-market shopper traffic to your website by leveraging the data that powers both SEO and SEM. Integrating these two powerful marketing efforts and building your overall digital strategy with both cornerstones in mind, we'll create more shoppers and a more efficient advertising investment. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. 1, understand the market. 2, drive shoppers to your dealership. And 3, sell them more cars. Yep, that about covers it. So if you're ready to learn how to unify your SEO and SEM to increase leads and sales, well, you can't afford to miss this next webinar. Register now, and don't forget, Dealer On's weekly webinars are held every week on Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you've got questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the Dealer On webinar series and our topics, hey, I'm everywhere. I'm on all the automotive social networks. I'm on Google+. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. You can track me down anywhere. I'm everywhere. Or, you know what? You can just email me directly at Eliana@DealerOn.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.